Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
You want to be a speaker, trainer, or coach? I've got you. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is my name. You've probably heard of me. That's probably why you're here. I've been featured on Forbes, awarded top 101 global developmental and training minds on Goldcast. It's just a wonderful ride for me, but I got here by speaking. And now at this point in my legacy, I'm not interested in how much money I make, more about how I make my money. Therefore, I am taking select people, people with stories, people with intensity, people who want to value personal development over money. This sounds like you. If your blood is boiling right now, then I may be speaking to you. If you have that story that you know would change the world, if you change somebody and now you're addicted to it and you want to do it more, if you want to speak in front of 10,000 people, or maybe you just want to be famous, get your name out there and change the world. However it may be, however it happens, Bureau of Dominant Speakers is for you. It's intense. I won't lie to you. I'm a very intense person. It's very affordable. Look in the show notes. You'll see Bureau of Dominant Speakers. Click that link. And hey, let's dominate. Because you can do it. And this is your moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to our very first interviewer on the Secrets of Success podcast. First off, let me just tell all of you, thank you for keeping us top ranked. We are constantly top ranked, and that is just a fantastic thing. I won't draw this out. I have someone who's become a good friend of mine that's going to teach us the secrets of success in real estate, secrets of success in asset protection, and the secret to success in life itself. Scott, my man, will you introduce yourself to our audience?
Thanks, Antonio. My name is Scott Royal Smith. I'm the owner of Royal Legal Solutions. I'm a real estate asset protection attorney, and I've been doing that for about 5 years. We have been a real estate investor for about 9. Currently, we have about 2,000 clients across the country and protect around $1.3 billion in assets. And we believe that with the strategies that we use, that we've saved our clients around $20 million from lawsuits. With these types of strategies that we've been offering to people, we've actually 5X'd our company this year. And so it's been a really gangbuster year and really taught me a really important lesson about what it takes to be successful is actually in giving it all away. And the more that I can give away to people, like I'm going to do here today on today's show, and giving you all the secrets to success that I've learned from real estate, as well as in, you know, asset protection with company structures, is something that I look forward to do. And I know that by doing so, that it's going to lead for even greater things for me in the future. So I'm excited to share with you here today, Antonio, and with everybody in the audience, you know, all the best tips, tricks, secrets, and information that that I've accumulated here with my professional career and throughout my 33 years of life.
Holy crap, man. Okay, you gave me like 6 questions before I even get to my prefabricated question immediately. So let's jump in as fast as we can to these questions. Actually, let's jump further than that because you're on your way somewhere. Pretty cool. Let's start off with that. Where are you headed to in the next few hours?
Yeah, so the greatest part about success is the more success you get, the more stuff people give you for free. So Jason Hartman is flying me out to Hawaii to speak to his group and putting me up for 10 days out there to be at his conference as well as his mastermind to start sharing with people in his groups around asset protection and how do we, you know, anonymize assets so people can't find out what we own and how to protect them from any type of liability so you can protect yourself even when insurance companies don't. And I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to being out in Hawaii on somebody else's dime. There's nothing sweeter than free.
Man, tell me about that, man. So you're going to Hawaii for free, and you're going to talk and give away people tons of value, again, for free, although they would have paid money for tickets, but you're going to give them value. And that kind of leads me to my next question that you gave me inside of that. But before we get to that question, who is Jason Hartman? Explain to everyone who this powerful guy is.
Yeah, so Jason Hartman, he's been a major real estate player, a guru for, I don't know, 30 years, right? So he's one of the leading people in investing inside of single family homes inside of the United States. He has a fantastic net worth and a fantastic network that he's built. It's a very exclusive opportunity for me. There's other attorneys in there in the field that are the top attorneys in the country that are typically invited to these events. It's something I didn't think that I was going to be able to get invited to for years down the road. And with only, you know, and that was, you know, 9 months ago, I was thinking that. So here I am 9 months later, I'll get invited to speak and getting, you know, free vacations to come and speak at events that I never thought that I would be even to hold the stage with. And then these people, you know, beg me to come and be a part of it.
Okay, brother, first off, with $1.3 billion under management, you're going to get invited to a few more places, my man. Let me just tell you that right now. Let me just tell you that, brother. You're going to be invited to countries here pretty soon. And I don't mean to the country as in the land. I mean in the president's house or the king chamber, right? You're on your way, my man. You're definitely on your way.
I got the right suit. I went shopping the other day to make sure I got the right suit for it. So I'm ready. You know, if they're listening.
That's it.
You know, as I'm sure they are, you know.
That's it.
You can contact my publicist, and we'll see when it works for my schedule.
There it is. You heard it here first, that you can contact Scott's publicist and book him. And he's a really sharp. You're going to see how sharp he is. This is why I've selected him to be the very first interview on this podcast. That's in my egotistical eyes, that's a pretty big, you know, honor, man. You know, you broke the cherry. You're number one.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, it's an honor to be here. And I'm really excited to be here because my passion in life is actually in giving people all the best information. You know, I think a lot of attorneys believe that you have to hide the information to be successful because that's what people pay you for. And I find that actually success comes from giving it all away. You know, I had what inspired me to do this kind of work is that I actually had a friend that lost $3 million in real estate because he thought his insurance was enough to protect him. And he got wiped out because of it from a single lawsuit. So to be able to share those kinds of stories and show people how they don't have to have that kind of exposure is something that inspired me to be here. And I hope that I make a good first guest for you.
Well, buddy, let me tell you something. I know you're 34. I remember that from another one. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear more about what Scott does on a micro level, you can go over to the Brick by Brick podcast. He has an episode up there as well. I mean, this guy's a rock star. First off, let me just compliment you for having friends that can lose $3 million, okay? Okay, those are pretty good friends, buddy. Let me just tell you, man. You didn't say, got some friends that lose some weed or something like that. You said, I got friends that lost $3 million. Of course, that's a bad thing, but at the same time, at least we're in the position to lose $3 million.
It's a beautiful thing when you can lose $3 million and then recover, you know?
Absolutely. And you're the recovery guy, right? You are not just the recovery guy. You're the never-have-to-recover guy as well.
Yeah,
so
I'm the guy that says that there's ways that things that you can put in place where making it look like you qualify for food stamps. So that way people, you know, when they search the public record to find out whether you're a good candidate to come after, just go on to the next one. Right, that's
absolutely
the kind of protection that I think we're all looking for, especially as you start
absolutely
to accumulate wealth.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, and that's there. So that's part of those questions you made me bring up without my prefabricated questions. So let's jump into them now. You keep mentioning a big part of the big secret to success is to give it all away for free. You've opened it up, but let's see if we can open it up more from your perspective of how important that is.
Yeah, so I think a part of what it is one of the secrets of success that comes into this is you know, needing to make sure that you're protected, right? Especially
yep.
as you start to accumulate wealth. It's a misnomer that only the really rich need to protect themselves. It really comes into a fact the same that anybody that has over $100,000 in equity in real estate or in cash or in stocks in their personal name has to be thinking about asset protection, because a single lawsuit from a car accident that exceeds the limits of liability of the insurance policy, a single deal that goes sideways, when you hold everything in your personal names, meaning they can wipe you completely out, right? And you can put in just a simple LLC structure that takes you from being totally exposed and to really high levels of protection right off the bat. And it's really simple just to do that one little tiny piece. Now, the stuff that we do for a lot of our clients is much more advanced than that with series LLCs and anonymity trusts. But that would be the first secret to success I would have there is do the little wins like that, right? Spend the little bit amounts of money that have the huge amounts of gains, even when you're not super wealthy yet. You don't have to wait to start doing the practices of the uber rich. Just because you're not there yet. You can start doing the practices that they do on a smaller scale.
Fantastic. That is just fantastic. So much fantastic. We don't even have to just dig into that one anymore. There was one more thing that you gave me. You are talking to good friends. You are managing other people's money. You have your own money, and you're managing money. You mentioned you have 2,000 clients around the world. Brother, surely your reputation has something to do with why you have so many clients and have so much money under management. Is this correct?
Yeah, I think your reputation is everything, especially in an internet era, right? That doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to like you, you know, but what it does mean is that that your reputation is your brand, and then your brand becomes your worth, right?
Right.
Like if you, you know, 100%, right? Like how much of us really know what Richard Branson can really do? But if Richard Branson, if you're like, hey, I have an opportunity to do a deal with Richard Branson, most of us are like, yeah, I'll do it. That sounds good.
Exactly.
You know, why is that?
Exactly.
You know, it's your brand. It's your reputation.
Yep. Yep, absolutely, man. So great. Thank you for breaking it down. You know, there's a, a section in one of my favorite books. I'm going to give it away on this podcast. I'm not giving this book away. This book is by Robert Greene. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. And if you have not read this, ladies and gentlemen, I strongly suggest that you do read it. One of the laws is protect your reputation. Guard it with all costs. Or guard it at all costs. How much do you think the secret to success is in guarding your reputation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely essential. And my personal viewpoint on it is that a good offense is better than a defense when it comes to reputation. And I'm not talking about shutting down haters out there, because you can't, right? It's going to be out there. It's on the internet. It's going to happen, right? What I'm talking about is saying, is your offense is saying, like, am I continually investing in my brand to give people overwhelming amounts of value? That's saying that I'm not just in the business of saying, let's just distribute common ideas. I only want to focus on ideas that are going to be the most powerful ideas. That's 10 times better than what everybody else is doing. And then it doesn't matter what everybody else, any haters out there that say, oh, you know, I don't like this guy or whatever. It doesn't matter, because the amount of value you bring to people is self-evident to your brand. And that happens with how big of insights you have and how good you are at being able to share those insights with everybody else. So building your brand to me is, you know, better to have a good offense than a defense.
Facts, man. All facts, man. Thank you for saying that. Let's go into one of these prefabricated questions that I have for you. Is it true that 95% of business owners will face a lawsuit?
Yeah, if you just look at the court data with that, you're going to find that over the course of a 20-year period, 95% of business owners and real estate investors are part of that, are going to face a major lawsuit. So the question really becomes for people is not if they're going to be sued and when's that going to happen, right? And what position are they going to be in when that does happen? So one of the things that I always advocate as a secret to success in here is saying, well, let's stop looking at really short-term windows, right? Let's start thinking about long-term wealth building, and let's set the right foundations in line today that are going to last us throughout our lifetime. So that way we can know that the successes and the wins that we're making are going to be preserved.
Yes, sir. I completely agree. And just to add to that point, I'm being sued right now. My asset protection game is fierce. It's strong. There's no way that they're getting anything whatsoever. As a matter of fact, they're delaying the lawsuit over and over and over because they can't get anything. And it's a real estate. It's in real estate. I'm being sued there. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an amazing point, right? I mean, with one thing that I think that's really important to underscore here for everybody is that most people get sued and it cripples their life, right? They shut down. It becomes a piece that they can't avoid just thinking about it all the time, because we're hardwired that way. When we're under attack, that's all we can do is think about the defense, and then the rest of our life suffers. So just even you today being threatened with a lawsuit, come on a podcast, your attitude today, Antonio, is phenomenal. Your energy is so great. And that's the power of having the right protections in place, is that your life continues on just the same way it is now. And so I think you've just underscored a huge piece that's not just a secret to success in real estate, but a secret to success overall is what are the things that you can put in place to maintain a positive mindset and maintain positive energy, even when there's something else negative that's going on in your life.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't even know I did that, but you're absolutely right. Like, I didn't even think. I remember when I found out, I was like, oh, this is a weird letter. I opened it up. Oh, okay. But, you know, I never felt anything, because I believe in safety first, and then I go for speed. Before I ever try to travel fast, I'm all about safety. And here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, and this is, I guess this is an alley-oop to you, Scott. My asset protection isn't done by me. I hire Scott. Okay, I gotta please understand this. Like, I think we have to press this point. I am not the guy doing my asset protection. Okay, that's crazy. I didn't go to law school. I didn't do the. I do not attempt to do what Scott does. That's insane. Why would I do what he is doing? Give us why that's so important to let Scott do Scott inside of my business.
Yeah, so here's an awesome story about that I had with a client that faced a $75,000 to $100,000 lawsuit, and because she had the right asset protection in place with these high-level strategies that we use, that she got the whole lawsuit completely dropped for us,
wow.
Right? So amazing, right? I mean, you're talking about literally – she was willing to settle even for $30,000. I told her not to. I said, we're going to walk out of this. You're not going to pay anything, but just give me some time, and you know, I can negotiate this away for you. And the reason why is because asset protection gives you legal leverage, just like any other negotiation that you're in, right? You're just in a different game called the lawsuit. And that's what asset protection gives you, is it gives you leverage to use against the other side to get them to go away, right? So what happened in this case is that her insurance wouldn't protect her, and she got in trouble from just an email that she sent. One single email was enough for them to threaten a lawsuit for fraud. And I got to tell you, it would have been a lawsuit that would have gone all the way to the jury had we not nipped it right in the bud from the very beginning. And the reason we were able to nip it is because she had a series LLC in place. And so what a series LLC allows you to do is you can create one company with one filing, use one bank account, one EIN number, but you can create an infinite number of child series underneath it for free. Each child series acts as if it's its own LLC. So it's really long-winded way about saying that she can hold one property in one LLC, essentially, of her child series LLC. So what happened is, she had an email exchange from a flip that she did. They had replaced all of the plumbing that was underneath the house. The buyer sent an email to her. This is very important. The buyer sent her an email that said, "What plumbing underneath the house have you replaced?" Her response email was, "All of the plumbing has been replaced." Come to find out 6 months later after the transaction, there was a leak in the second story plumbing, and that plumbing wasn't replaced. Now, notice her original emails, what plumbing underneath the house has been replaced. Her response email was all the plumbing was replaced. Now the buyer is, you know, pissed, right? Saying, I don't want to pay for all this stuff. So what do they do? Found that email and said, look, you defrauded me. Said, no, I didn't defraud you. Look, you got to read these emails in context. Okay, fine. Well, we'll see if a jury's going to decide. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a case of fraud. If fraud doesn't happen because people are dishonest, fraud almost always is alleged because there's a misunderstanding, right? This is a fundamental thing. It doesn't happen. Lawsuits don't happen because you're dishonest. It happens because somebody else misunderstood you. And because it's a claim for fraud, like many other claims, they're not covered by insurance. Insurance only protects you against accidents. So she was left in a situation where insurance wouldn't cover. There's a big claim against her. And the only thing that actually ended up saving her was the series LLC structure. Because we had sold the property out of one of the child series that acts as its own individual company, she had already taken all the funds out, their lawsuit could only go against that child series as being the property owner through which she was making all the communications and representing in that scenario. So if they sued, they're coming after an empty entity in that case.
Yep.
Exactly. As it would result. The lawsuit goes away.
So let's break this down. Well, not me. I'm going to have you break this down. I got one series LLC, but it has eight children. And in the eight children, let's say I slip and fall in child number seven. Am I allowed in a series LLC to sue all you have, or what do I actually get to sue if I fail in child number seven? And child number seven owns one property. Can I sue everything else in the other properties or just in child number seven?
So first thing, awesome that you only have one property per individual child series, so we always recommend. Second thing is, you really hope that your insurance that you already have is just going to go ahead and cover the claim, because that's how you get rid of nuisance lawsuits, like flipping falls on a property. But let's say grandma falls through the staircase and there's something horrific accident. You know insurance companies are in the business of collecting premiums and denying coverage. They're going to deny that coverage because it's catastrophic, and then grandma is left suing them, the property owner. In this case, the property owner is the child series, so they only get to come after that one property. They don't get to come after you personally, and they don't get to come after any of the other properties.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the middle of a Scott Smith real estate training, webinar, seminar, and keynote. that he just gave you for free, go to your attorney and ask them to help you with a Series LLC. Now, Scott, how important is it? Can they just go to a family law attorney or something different?
Yeah, so the one thing that makes what I do special and unique is that I'm a longtime real estate investor, and all I work with are real estate investors across the country, and as well as business developers. But our cornerstone of what we started with was real estate investing. So there's actual particular niche knowledge that I've acquired that other attorneys just don't have, right? Because they just focus on a number of different issues, and I only work on this one issue, right? I would say that you're going to find that there's probably only a handful of attorneys in the country that actually specialize to this kind of level
right.
of knowledge and that are really
right.
good with it. So don't try to set these things up yourselves, guys. If you can all, I would say the number one thing to do would be call us, talk to us. And we'll tell you, you know, where do you need to go? What does this look like for you? You don't have to hire us to do anything for that. But at least have the information of where you're at, what makes sense for your particular, what do you actually need to do, whether you hire us to actually execute it or not, is what I'm trying to say. And with that, we have an ebook giveaway that we always give to everybody. If you just text in Royal to 474747, it's the top 10 things every business owner and every real estate investor needs to do to protect their assets. And the reason why you guys have to do this for your success, because that's what we're talking about today. It's what are the secrets to success? Is because when you have the actual niche knowledge, the knowledge of exactly what the game plan is, you get clarity on what exactly it is you need to do. Now, if you talk to any business owner, and I'm sure this is true for everybody out there who's tried to build anything, when you get clarity on the process and the plan and can see exactly what it is you need to do, you find that your mind will automatically figure out how to get there. For most people, the problem for success is because they don't have clarity on the endpoint of what exactly that looks like, right? And once you can solidify that, you'll find that your wealth, your business, whatever the case can be, will just come about. We help people do that every day, and so do other people around the country. We just think we're the best at it.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure you are the best at it, buddy. I'm pretty sure. Now, it gives me a question that I have to ask, but we're going to legally skate around this question. We're going to get the meat of the question without saying any company names because you're an attorney. I don't want to get you in any trouble. But someone out there right now is going, you know what? Well, I don't deal with Scott. He's expensive. And I once read a quote online. It was anonymous. But the quote said, if you think hiring an expert is expensive, wait until you hire an amateur. How much? Right? That's pretty good, right?
Oh, man. You know what's awesome about that quote? It's got how many times I cheaped out on my stuff, thinking the same thing, I'll save it a buck, you know, and then being like, oh, man, that cost me.
In today's age, it can be hard to find the time to sit down and learn more. It's not easy when the likes of social media can be so addictive and time-consuming, so you may think you don't have time to read a book or to develop yourself. There is an app we highly recommend. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen to. We like Blinkist because it gives us jam-packed information in very little time. And as busy entrepreneurs, we're always on the go, always in and out of meetings, always traveling, and it's great to learn great information in between those dead times. I highly recommend one of our favorite books called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It will change your life. Right now, for a very limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for this audience. Go to Blinkist.com/secret to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/secret to start your free 7-day trial. Don't forget, Blinkist.com/secret.
Even now, I'm falling victim to the same thing. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, maybe it doesn't even go away. You know, maybe that's something you just got to be reminded about. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely, man. I saw that. I don't know what social media, but I was like, wow, this is incredible. This is so correct. So with that being said, someone's thinking, let's take the cheap way out. I'm going to go online to one of these law companies that give you legal documents in a package. You know, you can, I can set up my LLC online, and I can set up my whatever it is online. We won't say any company names, but I'm going to get you to talk if this is a good idea or not. And I don't want no one to come back to this podcast and say, nope, he talked about us, right? So we don't want to say the company names. But do you have all the protection that Scott would give you that is a real estate investor practicing, this is all Scott does. If I was to set up a general limited liability company, would it be the same protections as a limited liability company that you would set up for me?
Yeah, so the an LLC, like set up through, you know, any provider that you find online, those will get you through all of the minimum pieces that you have to do for them to be able to deliver to you a quote-unquote finished product and be able to earn their fee, right? Those are very different than structures and strategies that actually hold up to an attack, right? Those are really different things, right? And that's why you find a disparity online between people who say, ah, I don't even worry about setting up an LLC. Just get an insurance policy. LLCs never work. Well, sometimes they don't, right? They don't work if you don't set them up correctly, you don't maintain them correctly. They do work if you do everything correctly. So one of the things that we work at is we don't just set up basic LLCs for people. I mean, we will, right? But a lot of times what we're coming into is saying, like, how do you have a series LLC? How do you have that series LLC owned by an anonymous trust so people can't find out that you own the company? How do you hold your assets in land trusts that are owned by the series LLC so you get asset protection with the anonymity of your property ownership? So now people can't find out that you own any properties. People can't find out that you own a company. If a lawsuit happens with one asset, they can't go after the others. And those are the types of the scales of protection that you come up through that helps you not only with the narrow field of asset protection, but also how it relates to the transfer of properties to avoid the due on sale clause, the banking, the insurance, the financing considerations. A top flight professional shouldn't be doing the most basic work you can do online. A top flight professional is somebody that can come in and gives you the insights that takes you to the next level of wherever
you're
at. And
that's right. That's right, brother. And in fact, and I'd love to say this here. I have two real estate companies set up. Now they've got other stuff inside them, but two real estate companies, one for passive income, one for massive income. I guess a simpler way to say it, one for fix and flips and one for buy and hold. That's not only, but that's just a simple way to say that so all of our audience can get it. And they're set up in a manner in which you cannot tell that I am the owner. You would have to pay a guy like Scott a lot of money to then figure out who owns this. And by that time, you would be disparaged to even spend more money in court because you just spent a couple of thousand dollars trying to figure out who owns it with a lawyer on retainer. And so this is a protection for me. And you mentioned it earlier, Scott, but I want you to double back. Why is it so important for people, not just from the tax side of why people don't know what you own, but I want his money, and when I look at him, he looks like he just owns a Snickers bar. How important is that for the secret of success when it comes to real estate?
Yeah, because people don't see you over at Snickers bar, right?
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, and it has to do with a lot of it has to do with what happens with the attorney field, right? So attorneys that you've seen on radio, TV, et cetera, right? Those types of sharkies attorneys exist to file those frivolous claims, and those guys get paid on commission for what they get out of you, right?
Yep.
So they only will file claims that they know they can get paid on because they still got expenses on what they're doing.
Yep.
So what happens is, when you look like you're a difficult target, or not even a target at all because they can't find the asset, or just somebody that's really going to be in a pain in the neck for them to come after me, capacity, they don't take that case. They go to the next case because
right.
that next case is easier for them to win.
That's right.
That's how you deter them from doing it.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, you should hire people like Scott, because Scott saves you money by fighting battles you didn't even know were battling. People are right now looking to sue you, and they're skipping over you because of the protections that Scott put in place for you to where you look like a lame duck, and they're going to someone else. Actually, I'm sorry. You look like a lion with muscle stuff, right? And they're going to the lame duck that they can just take advantage of. So this is why I would strongly suggest all of you go into the show notes right now. As a matter of fact, let's just well, if you're driving, don't pause and go to the show notes because I don't want to get sued. But if you're not driving or flying a helicopter or a jet or something, go to the show notes and look up Scott and get a free consultation or something, because this is the kind of stuff that you need to protect yourself, protect your life, and move forward. Wouldn't you agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we have that text in line for everybody to make it easy, which is just Royal to 474747, and you get the top 10 things you need to do to protect your assets, no matter who you are, business owner, real estate, and go into that. And go into the show notes, too, guys, and check that out. I firmly believe in all the things that I've been talking about today with the anonymity structures and how do you use the series LLC to hold your assets, and how do we with what we do, we're able to set up estate plans as well, and also tax-saving strategies with solo 401ks and self-directed IRAs, and how these work together synergistically. We've had people that spend years researching this on their own that regularly hit us up and say, man, I'm so grateful I listened to that podcast because now I finally met somebody that knows how it all works together for me. And that can just put it all in place and let me run with it. And what we find is that with the savings that we're able to create with people, because we're not, you know, cheap, you know, we're not $15,000 expensive, but we're not cheap, right? But the savings that we're able to create people from the tax strategies and from how they scale their business and how it makes their operations very simple with being able to operate out of one bank account, no matter how many properties they have, as long as they keep the accurate accounting records with the Series LLC, makes massive differences in their bottom line. That's from tax savings, operational savings, also cost savings on how many LLCs they have to put together. And ultimately what this means, guys, is not just dollars in your pocket. We're talking about streamlining your life such that you have more time and more energy to focus on the couple of things that make you exceptional. There are a couple exceptional skill sets that are going to overall lead to the dramatic success that you're seeking for yourself. Whether that's going to be financial or otherwise, you have to have time and energy to be able to create great success. And that means using other people and leveraging your time success well by using them so that you have more of those fundamental resources to use for yourself. Does that make sense?
That makes plenty of sense, man. Fantastic answers. Right now, dude, you're killing this interview. And I love being one of the people. As a matter of fact, let me just give you guys a free podcasting tip. When you're interviewing somebody, make your interview about them. Please, please. I listen to many, many different podcasts, and I'm always listening to the radio host or the podcast host trying to show their, you know, how smart they are in the interview, but you have an expert, and let your expert shine the way Scott is shining right now. Man, you're doing a brilliant job. Let's see if we can show some more of your intelligence. How's that?
Yeah, you do a great job at with what you do, Antonio. And it's great to be on your show here today and sharing everything with everybody, because it's just so easy to talk to you and to share, you know, all the information. So I love it. Yeah, I'm an open book, man. Anything you want to know, I'm happy to share.
Okay, well, let's go deeper then. You say business owners can protect themselves from lawsuits in under a week. How is that possible?
Yeah, it's really, you know, the mechanics of it are very simple. It's because you're able to do really powerful things with these LLC structures, which every business owner should be doing, whether it's real estate or anywhere. Everybody should be thinking about a two-company structure. So you'd have one company that's going to own all of your assets, The best company to do that, to have a scalable model, is going to be a series LLC with anonymity trust that compartmentalizes all of your assets. It's going to hide all of the ownership so you don't become a good target for a lawsuit. Even if they sue you, they get little to nothing with that. We hide all your assets there. Now we're going to look at all the liability, all the things that people are going to sue you for. We're going to put all of that in a completely separate company. And we're going to call that the operating company. So you have one LLC that owns all of your assets, a separate company that does all of your operations. That separate company is your face to the world. It's where you sign all your contracts, do all of your business, hire your employees, and do everything. It doesn't own anything. So in under a week, you can set up these two companies. You can move over your assets. You can put all of your operations underneath a different LLC. Your fundamental business processes don't have to change, just the legal framework that it operates under. And then when you have a lawsuit from one of the people you're interacting with, right, in life, your contracting, your employees, et cetera, what do they get to sue? They only get to sue the thing that injured them. That was the thing they were connected to. What does that happen to own? Nothing. So do you care? Nothing. Absolutely not. You can literally not care if you're ever sued, because your worst case scenario is that you just wind down that LLC and start up a new one.
Boom. Just like that.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant, man. That's brilliant. Now, let me just pause here. Let me just say this here, I guess, parenthetically. We're talking, I suppose most of our episode would be talking to people that are literally doing, managing money, especially large amounts of money. This is something that would be definitely for you. But what's more important about what Scott is doing, and I really love the way he's doing it, and you must do it naturally, my man, you are talking even, and probably more so, to people that aren't managing hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're wanting to get to that end goal. And right now they just bought their first house, or they got $43,000 saved up. They're ready to get into real estate or some form of vehicle. And you're talking to them. And that's brilliant how you have all this knowledge. You manage $1.3 billion in assets, and you're able to talk to a guy that has $43,000 saved up. How on earth are you able to be so relatable that way?
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, Tony. It's it's one of those things that if you understand how the things work at the most basic level, you can look at the strategies from basic pieces that everybody should be doing, whether they have, you know, 1, 2, or 10 homes, and it's the same principles that Coca-Cola uses, right? So I think this is what we come back to from the very beginning of the show, right? It's saying how are the smartest people that we can find in the world thinking about the problem, and how can that relate to something that I can take action on right now, right?
Wow.
All of us are capable of taking the right steps today, right? With something easy, right? Just texting into the company, my company here. We're going to give you the information that allows you to have a game plan of what you can be doing today to be able to start yourself on the path of building your Coca-Cola, whatever that means for you, right? And even more importantly than that, arguably, is the mindset of thinking that way should shift everything in your life. Every great business owner plans for the end in mind and starts the next step they're going to take with that end in mind. That's what big success looks like. I happen to specialize in a field with it where it comes into how does that relate to legal, tax, and operations as it revolves around businesses and real estate. I can show you that piece. There's other people out there that are going to be able to show you how that relates to marketing. But if you can get clear on the end in mind, the path to get there will reveal itself.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to do it in marketing or some sort of commodity, Coca-Cola, bananas and stuff, once you start stockpiling money, you're going to want to come back to Scott, because one percenters understand that you want to hide your money into real estate. And real estate, and I was joking in my office, because I do real estate as well, I was joking into my office yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I was trying to explain to someone how important real estate is, because as right now, about 90% of my wealth is in stocks. I'm transferring much stuff over to real estate. And I was explaining, man, come on, real estate is it's the truth. It's fire insurance policy, right? You burn down my $200,000 house, I got a $200,000 fire insurance policy that'll take care of that. Not to say insurance is the one-all be-all, but I can protect my investment. Also, I was explaining, I said, dude, I was talking to a guy, I said, dude, real estate has been around for a long time. When man walked out of caves, they start building houses. Someone was getting paid for houses during the Neanderthal era. This is crazy how important real estate is. What would you give to anyone right now listening that wasn't thinking about real estate, but now they're inspired by your knowledge and your passion about it? What would you tell them about real estate and going into it now?
Yeah, I would say that the number one thing that you want to get is a good team with you, right? You need to have somebody that can find good deals for you. You need somebody to help you with the tax and somebody to help you with the law, right? Because the power of real estate is going to be for forever. If you're getting into the right deals, it doesn't matter whether it's market upturns or downturns. You can always plan for those. If you think there's going to be a major retraction in the market in 2 years, great. Then don't buy things that are going to be harmed by a market retraction, right? Mm. You factor those pieces in, and then you start proceeding accordingly because you believe in the power of real estate in general. And I think the point that you make is so phenomenal. I'm telling you, it's about people want somewhere to live, and all you have to do is go camping for a couple of days and sleep on the ground to find out why, right?
Exactly.
Because it's the moment people figured out that houses and beds were great, everybody is like, no, we're not choosing to sleep outside for very long. Like, it's not really that great being out there.
Yeah.
You know? From an asset class perspective, though, I think it goes into really the fundamental drivers for how I see people having the best lives possible. A lot comes from real estate or from other pieces that create something that's called horizontal income or passive income, right?
Yeah.
Your passive income is really a freedom number. It's a number that you should be targeting that says, I earn more money and I work harder so I can invest better to have more passive income. Able to buy the fancy car or anything else, is to get the passive income. Why? Because the freedom of your time and the freedom to not be vulnerable to how your job changes or to how the market changes or how all these other things that you can't control changes doesn't affect your ability to survive and live the lifestyle that you want, right? And that doesn't necessarily need to be lavish. It can be to your whatever that number is for you. So to me, the money isn't about the glamour. The money really comes in as saying, how can I build the safety and the freedom that allows me to be able to make the choices that I want to make with my life, knowing that no matter what else happens out there, I'm good.
Wow. Yeah. And you know what? You bring up a good point. And I know this from experience. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't read this in the book. From experience, to have $100,000 a year coming in annually, cash, automatically, after you've paid all your expenses, to have $100,000 after you've paid all your expenses, cash come in regularly, year after year, is better than being a millionaire. Absolutely better.
100%.
Yeah, right? Go ahead and break that down a little bit for our audience.
Well, you know, you have the $1 million, right? Yeah, but you can spend $1 million, right? And $1 million can go poof overnight, right? You know, a couple wild weekends in Vegas. It might take more than a couple wild weekends
That's
in
it.
Vegas, but it can happen, and then it's gone.
That's
right?
That's it. Yeah.
$100,000 a year means that, you know, you could only spend so much money. You know, so what does that actually mean for you? Is that you're coming in there and you're saying that I now have the baseline to be able to say, like, what am I truly passionate about? Where do I really want to be putting my time? And what are my relationships? All the pieces that make you have a rich, full, purpose-driven life are now open to you, right?
That's right.
I would trade $100,000 a year for $1 million any day of the week.
Especially after all your expenses are paid. All your expenses are paid and you're rolling annually $100,000 a year. The only problem you're saying is, how do I get to $100,000 a month?
And then it turns into a game, right? Then wealth building becomes turns into a fun game of saying, like, how do we actually play this? And that's how the really the rich people talk about it, right? Is that, like, money is a game just like anything else, and you know, business is a game, and money is how you keep score, right, with it, because it changes what it means to them. And so if you're in a lack mindset of saying, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have enough, and I'm coming into it saying that my money is something I feel really tight about, you know, I get that tight feeling every time I think about it, then you want to be looking at wealth building more than just making more money. Like, how do I build long-term wealth? Because I can tell you, the more you focus on wealth building, the more you start to see and view and have a relationship that's money that's different, that's going to allow you to open up the doors to be able to create the long-term growth and the lifestyle that you ultimately want. Whatever it is you want, it's on the other side of being able to be comfortable with money and being at peace about it and being able to create the wealth that you need.
Wow, Scott, so let's go deeper, man. Let's go even deeper, man. You're knocking it off the park. I have a mentor. His name is Mark Davenport. He's a friend of mine as well. I was fortunate enough to have one of my friends, or one of my mentors, actually become one of my friends. He's always pushing it to me. He calls me A. He says, A, you have to remember, poor people focus on ownership. The wealthy focus on control. How would you break that down, the importance of controlling assets while being protected versus trying to own everything under your personal name?
Yeah, well, the really rich people don't own anything, right?
Exactly.
Because owning things is actually very risky, because I do a lot of stupid stuff every day. You know, I drive a car, which can get into accidents. You know, I'm talking to people all day long, sending emails everywhere, all of these things I can get sued for. Right? If something goes wrong with it, right? Rich people understand that. And so what they do then is that they have companies that own things. Like, the company will own their yacht. The company owns their cars. The company owns their real estate. The company owns their stocks. And they have sophisticated ways they do that. But this is what I'm advocating for, is that people, if they have, you know, $100,000 in net worth and above, they can start using that same principle that the rich use and saying, you know what, I don't want to be exposed. What I'd like to be able to have is a company structure. I'll control the company, and the company itself will then have all of the assets. Because what I want to live in is a world that says, no matter what happens to me, because I'm doing things all the time that I could be sued for, and a lot of that is outside of my control because it has other people deciding whether they misunderstood me and want to sue me. I want the people to be able to sue me, and I don't care. I don't lose a wink of sleep about it.
That's it, man. That's it. Okay, man. We're about to round this off. Let's just point out some more of your unnatural intelligence you got going on here, man. It's just, your intelligence is spooky, man. It's just incredible. And here's the crazy part. You're like, well, Scott, explain to me how concrete is made. Like, I don't know. Scott, explain to me how real estate is done. Oh, now you become Albert Einstein, right? It's incredible. It's incredible. So what are some of the top techniques business owners can use to protect their assets?
Yeah, so I would say that you want to start using a series LLC structure if you're having multiple assets that compartmentalize them. You can form them in, you know, any one of 15 different states and use them anywhere else, just like people use Delaware LLCs that are formed in Delaware and use them throughout the country. A series LLC is just an LLC. You can form it in one state and use it in another. I like Texas because Texas is one of the strongest country states in the nation for asset protection. It also has no yearly fees in Texas. So there's some cost savings with that as well. And you can then have this type of scalable structure with the series LLC that will allow you to hold the properties in trust no matter where they're located inside the United States. And all the trusts are owned by the series LLC, and this way you're able to avoid foreign registration fees and those pieces with it, right? So that's a long – but there's a lot of technical pieces in there that I just laid out for you. But I would say that the top things that you need to do to protect your assets is find an attorney that's in the same business you're in, right? That's a professional that's making money the same way you're making money. Find a CPA who's making money the same way you're making money, and find people that are going to go find those deals that are the same ways that you know people are consistently making money. right? Yeah. And that you've made money in those deals. And if you can find those three pieces together, you're going to be a millionaire this year, because right. the synergy between that information is phenomenally powerful.
Yeah. All facts, man. All facts. Let's talk about insurance for a second. Insurance, what does it cover and what does it not cover when it comes to real estate?
Yeah. Insurance, you're going to find, only covers accidents. Right. Mm-hmm. And they're only going to cover the accidents that are cheap to cover. Right.
Right.
Because that's where the insurance companies want to pay. Right. The insurance companies have to pay out on so many claims. So they pick up all the cheap claims and they handle those for you and they pay them out. What insurance doesn't cover is anything that gets expensive. Right. Because now they don't want to pay out. Right. They're in the business of collecting premiums and denying coverage. That's the fundamental right. basis of their business model.
Yep.
And so when claims get expensive, what you find is they find a reason to deny coverage, right? Whatever it might be. So in the legal field, insurance covers what they call negligence, which is just a fancy word for accidents. When it's a really bad accident, they'll say it's gross negligence. Well, gross negligence just means you should have known of that this was going to happen on your property. So if grandma falls through the staircase, that's not an accident. You should have known the staircase was rotten. And because you should have known about it, now we're not going to cover it. Well, guess what? It's because the claim was actually really expensive. So then they found a reason to say that you should have known the condition. That way they can deny the coverage, leaving you in the position of having to not only defend yourself from the lawsuit from grandma, but also have to sue your own insurance company. You're having to pay for two lawsuits. Only way to protect yourself from that type of eventuality is to have a company structure in place that says, you know what? No matter what happened with the insurance company or whatever happened with grandma here, I'm only losing one asset because that's the most that can come after. Is that that big of a deal? It stinks.
No.
You know, it's bad, but it's not life-changing. And that's the difference between having a company structure in place and owning all the assets in your personal name. That's not losing $3 million. My buddy wouldn't have lost. He wouldn't have lost a wink of sleep over one property.
Yeah, exactly. You bring up a good point there about the insurance companies. They have, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, insurance companies have smart Scots out there looking for ways not to cover major payouts. Naturally, you want to oppose this force with the opposite energy. So you want to get a smart Scott protecting your asset. You want to have people as smart as the insurance company you have on your side, and Scott is one of these people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. That's what I specialize
that's what
you're
doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just neutralizing that energy, right? And you're just—he's one of the smart guys on the side that actually protects people, right? And that's what you want to do, and that's how you want to do that. Two more questions, my man. You advocate for the series, or you actually already answered this, but let's put it down in the plainest way possible. Okay, you've already been plain, so this is a challenge. Talk to my 10-year-old son, whose birthday is today, by the way. Talk to my 10-year-old son right now. His name is Aiden. So Aiden, why would you tell Aiden he needs to get a Series LLC?
Yeah, so what I would tell Aiden is, the reason to get a Series LLC is because there's people out there in the world that, they see that you have and they don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that will want to take things from you.
That's
and it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong, but they're going to try to find a way to take from you. And saying that's why it's important to protect what you have, because, you know, we're raised, you know, in a world where everybody told you that we're all going to be nice to each other, but that's not the reality. The reality is that people don't have will try to take. And, sometimes the worst kinds of people don't care about the truth. They don't care about what's right. They can only see what's in front of them, which is they don't have what they need, and they're going to do anything it takes to be able to get it from you. So protect yourself.
There it is. That's a fantastic answer to my 10-year-old. Let someone out there 30 like, wow, thank you, man. Thank you for breaking that down.
Aiden, I'll coach you. Here, we got
that's
you.
It.
You know,
that's
happy
it.
Birthday,
that's
brother.
It, yeah. That's it. Appreciate you, man. Last thing, my man, we've been talking about Series LLCs for a while. We didn't mean to dominate the conversation with Series LLCs, but however, it's a great way to dominate a conversation because it's factual, and it is right now, until the government comes up with something else, this is it. So how do you start one? How would me? I've got 43, dude. I just retired early from school teaching, okay? I've been putting my money in a 401k. I've taught for 11 years. They didn't pay me much, but I just took the 20% tax penalty. I did that, and I didn't roll it over, but that's okay because I wanted to use after-tax dollars. That was my strategy. I got $43,000, buddy. Or my grandmother just died, and she left me in her will, her insurance, and it gave me $43,000. How would I go to Scott and start a Series LLC?
Yeah, so the Series LLCs come, you know, with a state filing that you do, and there's some internal legal paperwork you have to do for it. That's what we do for all of our clients. So the first thing that we do is connect up with us, you know, calling us at our main office number, the 512-757-3994, or connecting with us through the website at theroyallegalsolutions.com. Get into a consultation with one of our team members here that are professionals, real estate investors, and they they'll be able to show you how you can use the structures and use these strategies, not just to build with what you have now, but also what you're going to need along the way. And what are the fundamental building blocks, the first building block you're going to need that you can set up this year, the next building block that we can add to it a year from now after you have, you know, some more experience and things have grown. And for you with your portfolio, and how you can build one brick at a time without ever having to you know, go all the way back to the drawing board and starting all the way over. Because we have one, you know, cohesive system that's going to build you from wherever you're at now, you know, up to $100 million in revenue, you know, that you got coming on. So wherever you're at, getting that consultation will give you the roadmap of where you need to be going and what the best practices are from the smartest people in the country that we've been able to connect with in that field have come up with. And the reason I know that is because those are the people that I talk to every single day. My day is actually filled with connecting with the best business owners and real estate investors in the country. I don't know everything. I know what I know from connecting with all of those people and spending my time doing that. And then I share that with you as the, you know, the quote unquote common or normal investor. And from my experience in building the same business that you're looking to build, because I was once there with you, I had no properties going into law school. Bought my first piece of commercial real estate in law school, and my real estate portfolio began that way and has skyrocketed from there. So I've done it from the ground up, you know, just like you, Antonio, and just like everybody else out there.
There it is. Scott, I have one of my people. We'll be talking here pretty rapidly. I have one of my people that is going to need a Series LLC soon because we're getting ready to make her a real estate investor. And I have no desire to be an attorney. We'll be using you.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I'd love to help you. Absolutely. I'm here about helping as many people as I can, and I'd love to work with you. I'd love to work with, you know, whoever's serious about wanting to make positive changes in their life or people that I'm looking to connect with.
There it is, brother. There it is. Very happy to have had you here. And you're going to contact Scott. Is going to everything's in the show notes, so you have his contact. Scott, just brief, or not briefly, just tell us how to contact you. But I don't want to end on the boring contact information. But just tell us again, and I will end in a certain, in a different way. But how can we contact you to start our real estate careers or to take our real estate careers to another level?
Yeah, so the best way to do that is just go to our website, the royallegalsolutions.com website. You can text in Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, to 474747, or you can call us at the 512-757-3994, and we have a ton of free content and ways that we can give you guys all the information about how to do this, what we do with asset protection and Series LLCs and whatnot through that. And a great way, if you guys are really into podcasting and want to learn more about how, you know, how I think mindset drives really great success in business, is I would check out the Real Estate Nerds podcast. That's the Real Estate Nerds podcast. That's my podcast where we interview amazing business builders as well as real estate investors on their best and worst deals and what led them there, what they did or didn't do that led them to that result that Antonio is actually on and knocked it all apart with that interview and showed it. Fantastic for that. Yeah.
Appreciate you. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, the link to his podcast is in the show notes. We are about – Scott understands, I understand, abundance is meant to be shared. So you're not going to have to search for him. You can just click a button. You go right to him. As a matter of fact, I encourage all of you who are interested in doing real estate to go and subscribe to his podcast and even rate it. Subscribe to his podcast. Give it a 5-star rating, no 4 stars, and nothing unless. Get a 5-star rating. Subscribe to his podcast. And start enhancing the quality of your life right now. Please do that because abundance is meant to be shared. And when you are wealthy, you're not selfish. I just wanted to say that there, man. Scott, you can end us any way you want. It doesn't. I won't even lead you. Whatever in your heart, on your mind, in your spirit, let us have it, and you'll have the final words.
Thanks, Antonio. I just wanted to you know, first of all, say thank you for it's always just such a pleasure to be able to connect with you, with your level of your spirit and your level of wanting to give to other people and how you talk about that and share that with other people. I just think it's a beautiful thing. And so thank you so much for having me on the show here today. And I hope that I'm coming here today with everybody that I was able to bring for you guys some in-depth technical knowledge of what you need to be doing as well as what you need to be thinking about in terms of what the fundamental drivers are for success in whatever business that you're doing. What I would encourage each of you to do is to just pick one thing this week, right? Mm-hmm. Sit down and really think deeply and say that what's the one thing that I can focus on that's going to make the biggest impact in my life that I can actually get done this week, right? And if focus on that piece, and what you'll find is that if you do that, you give yourself a really clear goal. You're going to find the way to be able to accomplish that, and you're going to look back 3 months from now with more than you've been able to accomplish in the last 2 years. And it really will exponentially drive everything that you have going on with growth in your life, whether it's with your real estate, whether it's with your asset protection, whether it's with your, you know, your family, whatever that's going to be for you. Just take 5 minutes, think about it, write it down, look at it every day, and you'll see 3 months from now you've done more than you've done in the last couple of years. I guarantee it.
Boom. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. He has the final words. I want to thank all of you for coming out. Simply, God bless you. And have a great day.
You want to be a speaker, trainer, or coach? I've got you. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is my name. You've probably heard of me. That's probably why you're here. I've been featured on Forbes, awarded top 101 global developmental and training minds on Goldcast. It's just a wonderful ride for me, but I got here by speaking. And now at this point in my legacy, I'm not interested in how much money I make, more about how I make my money. Therefore, I am taking select people, people with stories, people with intensity, people who want to value personal development over money. This sounds like you. If your blood is boiling right now, then I may be speaking to you. If you have that story that you know would change the world, if you change somebody and now you're addicted to it and you want to do it more, if you want to speak in front of 10,000 people, or maybe you just want to be famous, get your name out there, and change the world. However it may be, however it happens, Bureau of Dominant Speakers is for you. It's intense. I won't lie to you. I'm a very intense person. It's very affordable. Look in the show notes. You'll see Bureau of Dominant Speakers. Click that link. And hey, let's dominate. Because you can do it. And this is your moment.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years. to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.